Hello?
Isaiah, what's going on? This is John with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, John? Pretty good.
Good, man. Good. I just got off, or returned from lunch, I guess you could say. Sorry I missed your call there, partner.
No, it's all good. I'm actually got like 10 more minutes of lunch. Then, but I'm being off at 1:30 today, though. I have to go do some errands.
Okay, gotcha. Would you like to get started on a few things here and then finish up if we don't have enough time, or how would you like to do this?
Yeah, we could wrap it up real quick. We'll just go ahead and, so we can go ahead and get started.
For sure. Okay, so very first thing is, I need to reschedule a technician call, man. So that way we can have our technicians on page with you. So do you have availability tomorrow to speak with them?
How long is it going to take?
They asked for an hour window to give them a call within that hour time frame. You don't have to be in front of a computer though.
How long does it take though?
Depends on how much content you like to add and things like that, but you could always reschedule once it gets it going, just like how we're going to do today if that's the case.
Okay, is there any way that they would be able to do that with my wife?
Yeah, as long as I put her as an authorized user on there for sure. Let me do that right now.
Like, I would like her as an authorized user, and then she could.
Okay.
Probably she knows what I want.
All right, cool. No worries. Okay, tomorrow, what time though?
Well, her she's available throughout the day, so I don't know what time you guys have. But,
let me see here. Tomorrow, I mean, I could do as early as like 10 a.m. if you want.
10 a.m.?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work, and I'll go ahead and let her know to expect
a
call.
Perfect. I'm going to send you an email. Just got to make sure it hit yes on your side to do that, okay? And then that's the only thing you need to do on that part. I have most of everything that we did last time. The only thing I got to make sure I add her name in there. What's her first name?
Ashley. A-S-H-L-E-Y.
L-E-Y. There we go. Okay, perfect. Here is. All right. I'll add that in there now. And then the next thing is, so just make sure you hit yes on that side once you receive it. We already did voice verification of everything, the pricing and all of that. Nothing changed whatsoever. I held the notes on here and all of it for you, partner, okay? So we're still doing it for $249 month to month. That's all we need to do. So, set up a security question and password for you. You get to choose however you want to answer this question. Just want to make sure to keep it confidential between us and you, though, okay? You have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Put city I was born in.
City you were born in? Okay, so hold on, let me make sure here.
I haven't received nothing yet, so Isaiah48@gmail.com.
Okay, let me make sure that goes through right now. Hold on.
Yeah, I know my lunch is about to end, but like I said, I'll be off at 1:30, so about that time. If we don't finish,
gotcha.
Now, I can finish about that time.
You're good. I just want to make sure at least you get this email then. How? All right, I'm sending it to you right now. That's all sent. Last thing is pretty much your payment, man. Before payment, you said city you were born in, and what would that answer be?
Bakersfield, California.
Bakersfield? Okay.
Bakersfield.
All right.
So I got your email. So where do I go to? It says I know the sender. Okay. Or that's for the spam.
Yep, he's going to hit yes on there. And it should come through on my side. But don't hit anything further than that, though.
I hit yes.
Awesome. There we go. Last thing is payment, man. I want to make sure, though, even after payment, I want to make sure you at least get your invoice, and then we're all set, partner. Is that okay with you, or do you want to wait on that?
What was that?
Last part here is just payment. I just want to make sure you get your invoice, though. So if that's all right with you, I just want to make sure I stay on the phone so you actually get that invoice through email and text, okay?
Okay. And then on this local splash team, it says A. I don't know if it's supposed to be my name or it says Isaiah. Supposed to be Isaiah. I-S-A-I-A-H. Or does it matter?
Yeah, why does it say Isaiah? That is weird. I could change that right now. That's not a big deal. Not with it, but that's, Oh, no, I did spell it right on here, though. That's kind of weird how it shows it like that, though.
Yeah. No, that's all right. I'll go ahead and do the payment then.
All right, cool. And then just to make sure I have this right, then, I'm going to have the first name, A-S-A-I-A-H, Gutierrez, G-U-T-I-E-R-R-E-Z. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. And then what is the address that is associated with the billing on there?
11707 Cotner, C-O-T-N-E-R Avenue.
C-O-T-N-E-R? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bakersfield Avenue. Okay, gotcha. 93312, right?
Correct.
Okay, just making sure. Okay. And then what kind of payment method are we looking at? Visa, American Express, Master, Discover?
Visa.
All right, now I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud. Ready for the card number when you are, though.
4635-880-0883-9524.
Awesome. And the expiration date?
10-27.
Okay. And security code as well?
994.
Awesome. All right. So before I process this payment, I'm just going to make sure that it looks the same here. It doesn't change because we have you at a discounted rate, no lie. So I wasn't playing any games with you on that. So I'm hitting refresh now. Okay. We're good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249, and that's it, though, okay? Let me know as soon as you receive a text and an email, whichever comes first. Just want to make sure you see it, at least a breakdown of everything I'm doing for you, okay? It just went through now.
Haven't got nothing yet. Supposed to come in my Gmail?
The same email, yeah, that I sent just now to.
Haven't got nothing in there.
I'm going to refresh on my side here. Yeah, this isn't sent out. Says it's triggered in queue.
I got a text message.
You got the text message at least? Okay. The text message, in that text message, it should say, click here to accept terms. Do you see anything like that? A subscription or something like that?
Yeah, it says click here to accept the subscription terms.
Click in there. I just want to make sure you see it for yourself. In there is the breakdown of everything. Okay. Facebook ads, local map section, everything we discussed. Once you see everything that we discuss is in there, and more, actually, but once you do see that on the bottom, you're just going to sign your first and last name just like it's shown on the card, and you're done from there. Tomorrow, our technicians will give a call from the 877 number to your wife, and that way they can go ahead and develop the password and login for you guys so you can see all of your analytics and everything, okay? I think I'm going too fast because I'm trying to make sure I'm not taking too much of your time, I guess.
All right. Confirm signature.
You're good.
No, it's because it's making me type it in like a fire. It's a text in.
It keeps changing?
Yeah. Yeah, it has me typing my name in like a Asaya to continue.
Why is it like that, man?
It says username and password.
Yep, there you go. You're all set. I'll make sure to talk to when they talk to your wife tomorrow, they're gonna bring that up. Okay, so that way you can change everything correctly on there. I don't know why the system keeps changing back. I'm looking at it right now, it's always right. So I don't know what's going on with that. But anywho, I'll have them talk to you guys about it tomorrow. They're gonna develop that login and password with her tomorrow just to show you guys how to maneuver and check everything from there, okay?
Okay. All right, sounds good, right. Dennis. Because you guys don't have her number, so
right. I was gonna ask that just next. So, what is her phone number that we can reach her on?
520 518-1149.
Okay, I'm gonna put this on file right now.
But if not, like I said, my break is around 12, and I only got 45 minutes, so.
I see. Well,
and tomorrow I'm working 10s again, so today's the only day I'm getting out early. So that's why I said it'd be best for her to do it all. But
yeah. Okay. Well, that's all right. We'll make sure I have them call Ashley. That way we can go ahead and get this thing going. We're not disturbing you. Last thing we want is to add more headache to you, man. We want to make sure we're taking the headache off you. Okay. So.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Well, I appreciate it. And then,
for sure.
I'll look forward to you guys' call tomorrow. Okay?
All right. Sounds good. Hey, welcome to the family, man. You take it easy.
And then, with everything now, how long do you think it would be before, like, stuff starts rolling in, like, leads and all that?
Well, tomorrow, when they talk to her, I already have all the information we went over last time here. But tomorrow is the important phone call to get everything into full throttle, talk about website, everything. From that point, first 7 to 14 days, your website's going to be up. Facebook ads are already going to be running. So we move fast on there. Getting on the first page of Google, that's the part that takes a little time because it builds off traffic from customers, right? So that can take anywhere from 30 to 45 days. So just be patient with it. I have seen it done really fast, to be honest. I just don't want to make you a promise I can't keep, okay?
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Yes, sir. All right, man.
Well, thank you.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Likewise. Yes, sir. All right, you take care.
Yep.
Bye.